Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern, and You Better You Bet countdown and kickoff Sundays, 11 to 1 Eastern, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app, and my favorite show on the fan, Sunday mornings, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., getting you set for the full slate. And, Nick, let's start with Thursday night. Usually we get into the Jets-Giants nonsense. No need to go there. This is a huge game with the Lions and Cowboys. Essentially, the way I look at it, an elimination game Thursday night.
Yeah, you could certainly make that case, and great to be on with you guys. I actually think that tonight's game, which is Detroit and Dallas, and Sunday night, Kansas City hosting Houston, kind of mirror each other a little bit, right? So the Lions are 3-point home favorites tonight against the Cowboys. Kansas City is like 3.5 at home Sunday night against Houston, where you can legitimately make the case, and I'm not saying that it would be right, but I think you can make the case that the two underdogs are actually better than the favorites that they're playing at this weekend. The two road dogs, Houston and Dallas, are better than the two home favorites. And this is me saying this about the Chiefs, Kansas City and Detroit. And we can get to the Sunday night game, but just as far as tonight is concerned, I actually think that right now, like, Dallas is better than Detroit. With the state of the Lions and how hurt Detroit is, where we are not expecting Amon-Ra St. Brown to play in tonight's game. So if you're in fantasy, it's the last week of the fantasy football regular season, if you've got him, I actually don't think he's playing. He hasn't practiced all week. He's listed as questionable, so he's not been ruled out yet. In all the prop markets, though, which is generally a pretty good indicator, not 100%, he's not listed. So I think he is unlikely to play tonight. Not 100%, but I think he's likely to miss. Sam Laporta is out for the season for Detroit.
Yep.
So you're missing like two of your three best pass catchers for against Dallas, right? And the interior of this offensive line for Detroit is nothing to write home about. It's not what it's been in the past. They tried to bring back their all-pro center, Frank Ragnow, who retired before the season. Then he failed his physical, so he ain't coming back. How is Dallas not throwing for 300 yards in this game on Detroit's injury-depleted secondary? So if you told me fully healthy Detroit, we can have a conversation. I think heading into tonight's game, Dallas is just better. I think the Cowboys are going to win. I certainly like the Cowboys plus three tonight to kick off week 14.
Nick, real quick here. So you talk about if Detroit was healthy, they're obviously not, which is why you say what you say. And you also mentioned Kansas City before. I feel like throughout the year we've diagnosed their issues more than Detroit, but really Detroit's been a little disappointing from the opening of the season. What is different about the Jets? It's not all injuries. What's the difference this year from last year?
They're not hitting the fourth downs.
That's it?
We can go back to a couple games. So the Philly game, which, Philly kind of like suffocated them in that Sunday night game. But remember all the fourth down, there was such an uproar. How could Dan Campbell like pass up the field goals? Like, this is what he always does. And none of them worked out. And maybe if they do, it's a different story. And then last week on Thanksgiving against Green Bay, where, look, Jordan Love was magnificent in the game. He was spectacular. Green Bay went 3-for-3 on fourth down. The Lions went 0-for-2 in high leverage spots. So, like, if Detroit gets these fourth downs, I think it's a different story. Now, that doesn't mean that I think the Lions are a Super Bowl caliber team this year. Like, I don't think that, especially with the injuries that they've sustained. But I kind of think, like, when you're going to have this really volatile style, right, which Dan Campbell does, where he's going to gamble constantly, sometimes you'll go 4-for-8 on fourth down over the span of a few games. Sometimes you'll go 7-for-8. And sometimes you'll go 1-for-8. And it feels like the latter is what's been happening this year for Detroit. And, you know, like, I like Dallas tonight. It doesn't mean Detroit can't win.
Yeah, I like here's Dallas, I like them, too.
But here's what I can guarantee for everybody. Like, Detroit's going to roll the dice in these big spots. He's going to go for it on some fourth downs. How do I know that? Because that's what he always does. What if they get all of them? Like, they can definitely win the game tonight. So I think that's kind of like the secret sauce for Detroit a little bit. Like, they usually have more talent than the opposition. That may not be as true this year. Now, if they get the fourth downs, that's how they can win. If they don't, that's how they're going to lose. I'll bank on the Cowboys just being better and take the Dallas tonight.
You think the Cowboys can win that division?
I do, which is insane to say. Now Philly, I think Philly's going to get a break on Monday night. My guess is that Justin Herbert does not play.
Mm.
So fractured his hand in the win against the Raiders on Sunday. Had surgery on Monday. Now it's his non-throwing hand. He did not practice yesterday. The Chargers are saying that they're not ruling him out. I mean, he has a broken hand, and he's going to play against the Eagles with both of his tackles out. I think he's probably going to miss, which means the Eagles, I think, are likely to win the game on Monday night. But just like looking at the schedules coming down the stretch, I think the schedule favors Dallas, where the Eagles after the Chargers will beat the Raiders at home. Then the final three games at Washington, at Buffalo, home Washington. And I know the Commanders have stunk this year, but something to remember, it is very likely to be Jaden Daniels starting those games for the Commanders, not Marcus Mariota.
Mm.
So now you've got two games against Daniels and at Buffalo in Week 17 sandwiched in there, and the Cowboys have an easier ride down the stretch of the season. Like, they get the Giants in the finale. Like, they get the Vikings next week in J.J. McCarthy. They get the Chargers at home as opposed to on the road, where I think Dallas absolutely has to win tonight in order to keep the dream alive. But I think the dream is there for Dallas to win this division, can't believe I'm saying.
But you're not wrong. I mean, we've kind of computed all this stuff. I'm not sure if I totally agree about the scheduling because Herbert's hurt, whatever. Then they've got the Raiders as well. But I'm not going to quibble over that. But point largely taken. What if they lose tonight?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In terms, forget about the division. Can you still see Dallas maybe getting a wild card?
I think it's going to be really hard just given like the state of the rest of the NFC. And candidly, like how many wins a lot of these teams have? And I'm just bringing up the standings here where, okay, so Dallas would have 7 wins if they won. So if they lose tonight, they have 6 wins, right?
Yep, that would be 6-1,
yeah,
correct.
They're toast
six,
at
six
that
and
point.
One.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Chicago has 9.
Yeah, you're right.
Green Bay has 8.
Yep.
Detroit would have 8, right? Because they would win the game tonight.
Yeah.
Tampa has 7. Carolina has 7. And Carolina beat Dallas when they played head-to-head. Mm-hmm. Rams, Seattle, San Francisco all with 9.
Got it.
It's a must-win game tonight. I think they're going to win. But if they lose, we can probably say with confidence, like, the only way that they can make the playoffs is to win the division, and you would need the Eagles to lose on Monday night to keep that alive.
Is it a must-win game for your Chiefs?
Yes.
Every game they have to win out? What do you think here? And do you expect that they will make the playoffs at this point?
You know, so the worst AFC playoff team right now has 8 wins if the season ended today. Kansas City has 6. So is it possible the Chiefs could lose one more and go 10-7 and win out the rest of the way and make it? Yes, like, it's possible. I don't know if it's likely. I think they absolutely have to win on Sunday night. And I think Houston is interesting, right? Because they're kind of the bizarro Cowboys in a way. And I'll make this make sense in a moment here. Where we've been saying all season, right, can Dallas's defense just be average or, like, slightly below average? And they can really cook with gas because the offense is so good. With Houston, it's been the opposite. Can the offense be average or, like, slightly below average to pair with what I think is the best defense in the league? And then the Texans can cook with gas. I don't think the offense will confuse anyone with, like, the greatest show on turf, St. Louis Rams. But, like, it's like an average unit now. The offensive line's way better. They can run the ball with some effect, which they were unable to do at the start of the season. And some of the rookie position players, and Sal, you listen to the Sunday show, I talk about Jaden Higgins every week.
Yeah.
He's coming into his own here. And the thing to consider with this game, right, the Chiefs are probably going to be without 3 of their 5 starting offensive linemen. Oof. Like, we know Josh Simmons is out. He's on IR. Trey Smith, their best offensive lineman, their left guard, I think he's probably going to miss. And their swing tackle, who would play left tackle, Jalen Moore, I think is also probably going to miss. Now, we don't, like, those two might play. We'll see. I think they're all probably going to be out. And here's the best pass rush in the league. How's this going to go? And then you have those great corners, Stingley and Lassiter, to put on Rashee Rice, and they could play man coverage against the Chiefs receivers. And it's going to be Patrick Mahomes playing against, you know, like, you turn the sliders up on the video game all the way up. And that's the difficulty he's going to face.
Yep.
Like, can he win? Like, yes, he's the best quarterback in the league. I'm a little skeptical about it. I would say I'm at DEFCON 1 with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, you should be.
I actually think they're done.
I do too.
And it's not the poke. Now, I didn't all along.
You can throw dirt on Mike.
No. Okay. I'm serious. Fine. Because even in real time, just looking at the standings and listening to you and thinking about it, I think the Texans are very dangerous here. And we've been waiting for Kansas City. Wow, they're going to make the playoffs. There is no more wiggle room. There's no margin for error. And this is a matchup. I thought they would beat Dallas. I thought they'd stomp Dallas. Come on. If they can't beat Dallas, why would I think they could beat the Texans?
And then the thing about that game is, and, like, we all watch 57 million people. Yeah. Watch the games. Like, we all watch the game. Mahomes was sensational in the game.
I was at the game. I went to the game.
BT,
you went to the game?
Yeah, in-laws. Yeah, my wife's parents are in Dallas. We went to the game. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it was wild.
So you saw the game, right? Mahomes was great. The defense couldn't get a stop. Andy was like, so conservative, they should give him a spot on Fox News. And they committed a million penalties in the game. And
that's the thing politics.
About... Well, listen, always.
Yeah, I got you.
I can make a Biden joke at some point, too. I wish everyone a happy Arbor Day on December 25th, just to offend everybody.
Good comedy. Offend everybody.
I don't even know his name, the mayor of New York. You had one of those lines in there on your Sunday show.
I
thought that.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
You did it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I forget what it was, but anyway,
you got to work the current.
Those jokes write themselves with him. Yeah. All right, so listen, there's some big games coming up this weekend. Obviously, in addition to the ones that we've touched, Bears, Packers, Steelers, Ravens. Steelers, Ravens, big. Not exactly a great game, but it's big. And of course, the Colts and the Jaguars. And those two teams seem to be going in a little bit of a different direction here. Jones is jacked up. They've lost a couple straight. Jaguars starting to surge. Scored a lot of points this weekend. Does that trend continue? I don't think the Colts necessarily stabilize things. I think they lose. What are you thinking about this one?
Well, I think, you know, BT, as a Jets fan.
Oh, I know.
Oh, dude, they have absolutely smoked the Colts. And it's early, obviously, but smoked the Colts. I told you guys, A.D. Mitchell's an absolute stud and needed a change of scenery. It's like, I'm not surprised by how good A.D. Mitchell has been. You know, I think Indy is better than Jacksonville. Like, I think the Colts are better.
Okay.
But if I'm going to bet this game, and I haven't decided if I'm going to, how does the handicap not kind of begin and end with one quarterback in the game has a broken leg?
Yeah. And who likes to run?
who can't move laterally.
He's a thrower. He's a runner. Laterally. Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I do think Indy is a better team than Jacksonville. If you made me bet the game now, I think I'd take the Jaguars. Yeah, like, Daniel Jones has a broken leg.
Yeah, he
so
does.
I think I take Jacksonville.
Okay, so, and now just this is just to satisfy my own personal whatever. They're going to lose, I think, a lot of games the rest of the way. I'm with you. I think that they lose this week. I do. And then they've got, you know, got to go to Seattle. Good luck. Got to play the Niners. Got to play the Jags again. Then they have to finish the season up in Houston, who's obviously surging. So I say this clearly from a Jet perspective. You know, right now, that is the 23rd. They're, right now, it's the 23rd pick. It's moving in the right direction for the Jets. I think they could go 1-4 the rest of the way. I really do the Colts. Yeah. How about you?
I don't think there's any question. I think right now in that division, the best team is actually Houston, but Houston's behind the eight ball, right, in terms of wins and losses. So I think the Texans are the best team. Make me pick a division winner right now. I would actually take Jacksonville. And I like where your head's at, BT, and just like on the Jets for a second here.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about that game if you want also against Miami. I certainly understand like what pick is it gonna be for the Jets. I think it's more just the volume of picks in the war chest that the Jets are basically going to be able to, if Darren Mooji wants to in 26, and maybe he wants to punt to 27 and push the chips all in then.
Yeah.
Like they're in the catbird seat to control whichever draft they want out of the next two.
Which is exactly
like wherever the big quarterback's in.
It's exactly where you want to be in year one of a rebuild. Last one from me, Nick, rather than talk about the Jets in Miami, I want to talk about the NFC North. I didn't think the Bears were this good. I thought the Eagles would bounce back and beat them on Black Friday. I was dead wrong about that. Who's the better team? Packers start to come into form a little bit. We know where the Lions are at. Head-to-head, Bears-Packers for the NFC North. Who do you think's the better team, and what happens on this Sunday?
Green Bay is better, right, than Chicago. And the reason why, I think, was actually said out loud by Bears head coach Ben Johnson in his media availability early in the week when he said, we are winning not because of, but in spite of our passing game. And it's not where anyone wants it to be right now. And kind of like the dirty little secret with the Bears, and I don't want to frame this in a way that it's like this guy is a bust, because he's not. And it took Jared Goff a couple seasons to really get going in Ben Johnson's offense, right? So I do think it's fair to say Caleb Williams will be better next year in the offense than he is this year in his first year in the offense. But with that said, like, Caleb's not playing really that well. And this passing offense is really inconsistent, and none of the receivers have really emerged. Like, Roma Dunze kind of stinks recently for the Bears. He does. Like, it is what it is. So I think Chicago's passing offense kind of lacks some upside here. Now, Ben Johnson is such an elite schemer, right? Where think about the game against Pittsburgh a few weeks ago, where he wins off of play action the entire game and the Steelers don't adjust. And then on Black Friday, he puts Vic Fangio in the clown suit by moving everyone all over and having these gaping holes in the run game for DeAndre Swift and for Kyle Manungai. Green Bay's defense is not going to let Chicago's offense do what it wants to do, like the way that those two teams did, even with the Eagles' defense being as good as it is. So who do I think is going to win on Sunday? I think the Packers are more likely to win with Jordan Love playing the way that he is. If the point spread goes to 7, though, I am going to like Chicago to cover the spread. That number is 6.5. I think it might get to 7. Bears plus 7, I think, will be a bet for me coming up on Sunday.
All right, last thing for me. Talking to Nick Costas, of course, BT and Sal. Quick hit. Don't give it a whole lot of thought. We'll end up, at least I will, with you G-men. And I need an answer fast. The head coach of the Giants in 2026 is going to be...
Oh, I want it to be Dallas Cowboys offensive coordinator Clayton Adams.
You did say that last time. That came up a little bit. I just want to see if you're consistent.
And who do you think it's going to be?
I don't know.
nice
talk.
Someone I don't want. Mike McCarthy.
Both of you guys sleeping on McCarthy. I don't get it. We don't have time for that. I just don't get it. Show some respect. Both of you guys.
Well, looks like I think Mike McCarthy, and to be fair, the Giants have been such an abject train wreck that, like, winning 11 games, that's like winning the Super Bowl. I don't think Mike's offensive scheme is antiquated. Mm-hmm. And look, all you need to see is what Dallas is doing on offense this year versus last year. Like, that's it. With Clayton Adams and Brian Schottenheimer. The system's antiquated, but he's a really good coach. They would be respectable again. But the point is not to be respectable. The point is to win a world championship.
That's fair.
Which is why I would want to pass on Mike McCarthy.
Okay.
Unless he's bringing 2010 Aaron Rodgers with him.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate your time, as always.
Thanks, Nick.
about it. Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
I always forget how he just launches. I love when he does that.
He's the best,
I don't know why that cracks me up.
Yeah, I love him. That was the host of You Bet or You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all of your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.